Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast calling generally for some rain, maybe even some thunderstorm activity today. We'll have a high in the low 50s. Kenosha right now is at 49 degrees. It's 48 in Burlington. Milwaukee 48, 47 in Racine. A Racine woman is facing a charge of child neglect resulting in bodily harm. She was found in the care of a child suffering from serious burns to her legs. 47-year-old Josephine Lee in court on Monday. Court documents indicate two people flagged down a police officer about the child's welfare, said they believed that the youngster had been scalded with hot water and had not received medical care. Doctors telling investigators the child had first and second degree burns that appear to be 3 to 4 days old, was also suffering from a bad case of diaper rash, and had a broken tooth. The youngster eventually taken up to Children's Hospital for care. Lee's daughter apparently has the custody of the child, according to the criminal complaint. Lee right now being held in the Racine County Jail. She'll be back in court next week. A Kenosha man facing more than a decade in prison for a series of sexual assaults. 35-year-old Jason Reed had been scheduled for a trial on Monday for the sexual assaults of several women. Court records indicate, though, he took a plea deal with the Kenosha DA's office and will be sentenced July the 14th by Judge Chad Kirkman. A Caledonia woman who'd been accused of neglecting dozens of animals kept on two farms avoiding jail time yesterday, with all but one of the 10 criminal counts against 70-year-old Susan Schmidtke facing dismissed. She was placed on probation for a year by Judge Michael Piontek in Racine County Court.
All we want and others want is to make sure these animals are treated decently. I think they have a right to be treated decently, and you would want nothing other than that for them.
At the time, police described the situation as a case of animal hoarding, a characterization disputed by her attorney, Terry Rose, though, who said problems only developed after Schmidtke had to undergo knee replacement surgery and couldn't handle caring for the animals by herself. In recent months, Schmidtke's pastor and a friend had gotten involved. In court, they told the judge that Schmidtke is back on track. Racine police continue looking for one suspect in connection with the shooting of a 19-year-old man in the 1900 block of Taylor Avenue Sunday night. Officers and paramedics discovering the victim with several gunshot wounds in serious condition, eventually taken up to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life. The male suspect still being sought, African-American, late teens, early 20s, about 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, in a gray hooded sweatshirt and dark pants. A family in Racine is going to be donating to the Racine Police Department in the efforts to help raise money for combating human trafficking. The Stallman children, led by 9-year-old Cece and 8-year-old Xander and 13-year-old Patrick, have held a number of events trying to raise money for the Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking. Tomorrow afternoon, there's going to be a little donation ceremony at the Racine Police Department. The Coalition, of course, a network of local resources. They collaborate to increase the communication among providers, identify the gaps in services for victims, and try to prevent conditions that foster human trafficking in Racine County. It's a group of almost 30 Wisconsin law enforcement officers. They are taking part in a national bike ride to honor officers killed in the line of duty. One of them, Trooper Clarissa Justman. She thinks about Trooper Trevor Casper, who was killed last year in a shootout with a robbery suspect.
All the happy memories that we've had, from dancing in my kitchen to just joking around, the way he used to make fun of me and pick on me as if I was his sister, you know, that's something that once it's gone, you truly miss.
The group is riding to Washington, D.C. for the National Law Enforcement Memorial Ceremony later this month. Locally, the Racine County Law Enforcement Memorial Ceremony is a week from today, May the 17th, 10 in the morning, Hanschel Park, next to Geezy School on Bird Avenue. There will be a state ceremony on May the 20th. And while a legal limit for drunk driving is kind of easy to establish, doing the same for marijuana consumption, not as easy a task, according to this report from Gary Cohen.
A new report from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety finds there's no real threshold that points to when a marijuana smoker could be too impaired to drive. Over 20 states have approved laws on marijuana use by drivers. A dozen have made it illegal to use pot while driving, while about a half dozen more set a legal limit similar to alcohol. AAA recommends doing away with legal limits for pot use and instead training police departments as drug recognition experts.
Plans to have a full-time safety and security officer for Racine Unified Schools under a deputy chief classification took another step forward, albeit a small one, as the City Finance Committee wants all parties involved to discuss language that'll satisfy any legal concerns or outstanding liability issues. Police Chief Art Howell noting this had been proposed last fall and the panel was okay with the concept to keep moving on with it.
At the time, I came to basically request permission to enter into negotiations with Unified We pointed out at the time, as noted in the minutes, that because Unified is picking up the extra cost of this position and any related expenses, they're going to pay 50% of our deputy chief's costs. And coming back, basically, to just share any additional information that you may need relative to this, we're at the point where we're now ready to proceed.
City Attorney Scott Letney, though raising questions about liability, noted he has not even reviewed the document produced by the chief.
There may be liability issues as to what happens while they're serving as Racine Unified employees, but being supervised by a City of Racine Police Deputy Chief.
Alderman Mike Shields didn't think the whole thing was all that big a deal. Just fine-tune the details, and let's take a look at it.
If the city attorney can work out the liability issues, and we will pull forward, we can go ahead tonight. And if it doesn't work out in the next week, we can always send it back to the committee. But why hesitate when if it's something that we want to do with Unified School, we should go ahead and do it and work out the details.
Even Finance Director Dave Brown had some questions about the position and how it would get logged onto the city's books. Nailing down the HR details aside, having a deputy chief supervising school operations and the officers already in the buildings, that would allow greater use of police resources, including data access that's currently not allowed. The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says 147 school districts have spent a combined $138 million above state-imposed revenue limits without approval of referendum votes, thanks to an obscure state law from 2009. It allows the state's 424 K-12 districts to exempt energy efficiency expenditures from those limits, Racine and Kenosha Unified among those taking advantage of it. The annual number of school districts claiming that exemption never got past 35 for the first 4 years after the law was approved. In the past three school years, though, over 100 districts have used the energy exemption 239 times to spend a total of $108 million beyond revenue caps. State of Wisconsin could save tens of thousands of lives and billions of dollars if policymakers increased investment in efforts to reduce chronic diseases such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke, and arthritis. That's according to a new study by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
For the state of Wisconsin, what we calculated in terms of what could be saved through better treatment, adopting healthier behaviors, and also advancing treatments for many serious conditions such as cancer, Alzheimer's disease, the state could save more than $124 billion over the next 15 years.
That's the group's policy director, Candace Mateus, who says without change, the number of people with three or more chronic diseases is expected to increase to 83 million by the year 2030, overall cost to more than $42 trillion. Notes that in Wisconsin last year, 3.4 million people had at least one chronic disease. Wisconsin gets some positive marks from its business chief executive officers, who rated the state 11th best out of 50 in which to do business. That, according to Chief Executive Magazine, the best worst states for business survey is out, one notch above last year's rankings where Wisconsin goes this year. The survey looking at criteria, things like tax and regulatory rules, quality of the workforce, living environment. Survey's authors noted chief executive officer sentiment that drives investments in offices and factories and other facilities that bring jobs into a region. Take note that with the weather for today, it looks like it's going to be one of those rainy days. The Kenosha County Outdoor Track and Field Meet has been postponed until Wednesday afternoon at 4:15 p.m. It'll be at Central High School, originally set to go this afternoon, but the forecast just probably is not going to allow it. Going to be rainy, a chance for thunderstorms. They'll postpone it until tomorrow. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.